Good morning. I bring you greetings in Jesus' name. As I was meditating this morning, my mind thought of the words in Philippians 1, verse 3, when Paul is writing to the believers at Philippi, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So I am thankful for each one of you that is here this morning. It's good to have everyone here. Effie and Mary are both here. Seeing Janae and Kendrick are all the way from New York. Kevin and Joanna, it's good to have you guys here as well this morning. So I'm thankful for each of you. I hope you all feel welcome and at home and will feel free to worship with us this morning. I don't think I have a whole lot of announcements other than what's listed in your bulletin this morning. So if you have that, you pretty much have the announcements. We have a special privilege this morning, and that is to listen to a minister that nobody's ever heard before. We've heard him before, but he wasn't a minister before. So I'm excited for that opportunity. Next Sunday, Brother Nate will bring us the message, Lord willing. If all goes according to plan. There is no service here this evening. You can see the host list that's listed. There is prayer meeting on Wednesday evening, May the 20th at 7 o'clock. So look forward to seeing everyone here, Lord willing, as well. And then kind of the same announcements that we've been reminding you of is outdoor service on June the 7th and the community revival meetings coming up toward the end of July at the Heritage Center is where those will be. And we did briefly talk about it this morning. I know we had talked about, since we're not doing church camping, we will have probably some kind of a church fellowship day of some sort. I don't know exactly what all that will consist of as of yet. We don't have a date or any details worked out, but we will try and get you that information in the very near future. We have a meeting coming up in the next week or so we'll try our best to figure some of those details out for you. You can see the church cleaning listed in the bulletin as well. I'll let you all read through that. Contacting our missionaries, Paul and Darlene in Belize and Kyle in Belize as well. Could I have one or two volunteers to reach out to Paul's sometime in the next week? Back there, thank you. And someone to reach out to Kyle as well. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. And if I have it, I believe Kyle is coming home. Is it Wednesday? So he'll be home for the summer. Looking forward to that, but you can reach out to him. I think they're wrapping everything up here in Belize. All right. I think that's all that I have for this morning. I will open it up to you as a church. Are there any announcements from you as a congregation this morning?
Just a correction, Tyler. Kyle's coming home the 20th Wednesday in a week, so I think it's the 27th. So, yeah, just pray for them as they're wrapping things up down there can come back and get refreshed. The second announcement is, or this is basically a thank you thing for whoever was all involved in spiffing up the outside. It looks beautiful, and thank you very much. I'm not going to mention names because, yeah, I'm not sure who all was involved, but thank you very much. There will be a sign-up sheet in the back for Wednesday evening service for song leader, teacher, and what was the other thing? Song leader, teacher, and children's teacher. No, and devotion. Sorry. Yeah. So I don't know if that list will get filled today for this week. So could we have volunteers for the song leader and the devotions and children's teacher now? I guess so. We can get that taken care of for sure for this Wednesday evening. Okay, Dwayne will do devotions in the closing. Song leader. Henry. And do we have a children's teacher? I know Rebecca was usually doing it. I'm not sure. Yeah. Anybody? Oh, okay, we got it. Thank you very much. But yeah, I'll get the sheet out there, and then we'll go from there. What was the last announcement? There's something else. Oh, yeah, the most important one. We were deciding who to have for lunch today. So if you don't have plans, just stay here for lunch. If the soup gets thin, we'll just add more water, okay? So, yeah.
I just wanted to say thank you to you men for what you did last Sunday. Yeah, it just blessed me. I was thinking over it this week, and I was like, you guys put a lot of effort in. And, yeah, just a big thank you for the food and the baskets, the hanging baskets, and also for Julia for helping make it possible. And, yeah, I heard a lot of comments about the food, so I'm sure the ladies wouldn't be opposed if you want to do it more often.
I didn't find out that anybody was hospitalized after lunch, so. Anyone else? All right, thank you very much. And I too was going to mention, maybe today we should have celebrate an excavator Sunday or something like that. But thank you to Joe, and I think your wife did quite a bit of the landscaping. Thank you for the driveway work that you did and for the landscaping outside. It does mean a lot. A little bit of outside work goes a long way in sprucing a building up. So thank you to both of you and to whoever else might have been involved or helped out. I don't know who you are, but thank you for your work and for your willingness to do that. I appreciate it very much. So why don't we stand? We'll have a word of prayer, and we'll turn the time over to Ryan for the message this morning. Let's pray. God, we come before you this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness and for your goodness in our lives, for all that you do for us. God, I just pray that you be with Ryan as he brings us the message this morning. Pray that you would anoint his lips. Would you give him the words to speak? And I pray that as a congregation, our hearts and our minds would be open and receptive to your message this morning. We pray all this in your name. Amen.